Welcome to Sustainable Business Weekly Podcast for Friday, March 17th, 2006, brought to you by Solar Solutions by PSI. Today, we would like to share some information about the Earth Portal, an environmental information coalition.
Hi, I'm Ida Kubiszewski with the Sustainable Business Podcast. I'm here with Peter Sondry, the Executive Director for National Council for Science and the Environment. Peter, please introduce yourself and say a little about NCSE.
Okay, my name is Peter Sondry. I'm actually a physicist by training. I'm the executive director of the National Council for Science and the Environment. We're a non-governmental organization dedicated to improving the scientific basis for environment and decision making. We do a range of projects that are about bringing diverse communities together. How do you connect the scientific community with the decision making community, be they the public, be they government, be they in the corporate, be they in the civil society? That's our particular mission, and the particular project that we're sort of refocusing on here today is the Earth Portal, which is an effort to communicate the whole of science-based environmental information to the general public, rallying the entire scientific community, for which we've built an environmental information coalition that includes universities, includes government agencies, international organizations, corporations, NGOs, attempt to bring the whole environmental community of experts together to communicate to the public what is actually happening on the environment in a scientific, credible manner. The Earth Portal is essentially an online information resource on the environment. It's science-based, completely credible information. We have a number of things within the Earth Portal, sub-portals that tackle important issues like energy, recycling, waste, agriculture, etc., etc., etc. The big project that we're about to unveil with the Earth Portal, and that's at the Earth Portal website, earthportal.net, Earth Portal being one word, is the Encyclopedia of Earth. Now, the Encyclopedia of Earth is probably best thought of in contrast to the very famous Wikipedia. As most people know, Wikipedia is an encyclopedia built by the entire interested universe of people who access that site. People can come on anonymously, add, edit, change, etc., content, and it goes out there. It's a very, very popular site, but it has some issues. Some people have described it. That's an encyclopedia of faith. You don't know where the information is coming from, you don't know who's behind it, and you don't know whether it's good or bad. It's a pretty impressive project. What we're doing is we're taking that same software, MediaWiki software, and we're creating an encyclopedia built by the scholarly community. We're bringing together the full community of experts on every issue in the environment around the globe. Everything they do on the encyclopedia is attributed. Nothing is done anonymously. You know exactly who's behind the information. Everything goes through a review process by another expert. And so what you get is an encyclopedia that has amazing quality, amazing trustworthiness, something that you can really use. We're hoping that the launch publicly will be in mid-March 2006, and we're expecting a big splash, and we hope that millions of people will come flocking to this encyclopedia and find it very valuable.
At what level would this encyclopedia be?
The target audience is what we would call the thoughtful public. It's anybody who reads a newspaper or takes interest in the news. It's not for specialists. We're not going to bombard people with second-order differential equations and lots of mathematics. The idea is to have real scholars, real experts in the area who do all the detailed math and so forth, but to turn it into language that general public can understand.
Will this be a free encyclopedia?
Absolutely. So you simply go to earthportal.net, the encyclopedia will be there, all of its content, it's free to the general public.
And the authors, again, will be experts within their fields?
Absolutely. We've been working very hard to bring in lots of experts on different subjects. For example, on acid rain, Gene Likens, who was the scientist who discovered Acid Rain, is the author on Acid Rain. We've just had Ambassador Richard Benedict, the man who negotiated the Montreal Protocol on protecting the stratospheric ozone layer. He's writing on the Montreal Protocol. So that's the kind of folks that we're recruiting. People who are not just knowledgeable about a subject, but they're, you know, if you had one person in the world who's the expert on a subject, that's the person we're getting to write on the subject.
How big do you expect this encyclopedia to get?
In the pre-stage, we just have a few hundreds of articles. By the time we go public, it'll be in the thousands. We expect within months it will be in the tens of thousands, and ultimately it will be hundreds of thousands, probably growing to millions of articles. Wikipedia is out there. It's a little less than a million articles right now. That's 5 years of growth. We expect to grow somewhat similar to that.
How would authors apply to this and become authors or topic editors?
Well, it's fairly straightforward. You go to the Earth Portal website, earthportal.net. We're looking for recognized or practicing experts in given areas. So what we would do is you go to the website. There's some contact information there. You would simply send along a copy of your CV. We have a screening process. We're not trying to be rudely exclusive, but we do want to incorporate the scholarly community. We don't want people to come on and put out ideological diatribes on issues. It's about science-based objective information. So you simply go to the earthportal.net website. There'll be contact information there. Just follow the instructions, contact us, and we're keen and eager to have you all join us.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
The Earth Portal has an innovative funding model. Individuals that want to support the Earth Portal can do so by registering for the Earth Portal Internet Services. Click on the Internet Services tab on the Earth Portal website. You can find the Earth Portal at www.earthportal.net and visit us on the web at solarsolutionsbypsi.com.